meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew. Loveline, coast to coast.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. It's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Monique Powell, formerly of Save Ferris, our good old friend, is back on the show tonight. Great to see you, sweetie.
Great to be here again.
Yeah, it's been a while.
It has, hasn't it?
Like a year?
No, I think longer.
Possibly longer.
I think last time I were talking to Monique was after she performed in the at the pond at a acoustic Christmas
here
at K-Rock in Los Angeles. And she let a bunch of expletives go about your genitalia, as I recall, and your parents were in the front row.
That was the last time you spoke to her?
Wasn't that about the last
time?
That was like 3 years ago.
Was it that long?
Didn't you see my parents in the elevator?
Yes.
And there was just this, my parents said they were just kind of standing there and like, just thinking, wow, this is a funny moment.
What must they be thinking?
Well, remember that summer was kind of depressing, like all the guy bands, it was just guy bands, you know, so many.
Yeah.
And they were all talking about, show us your, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Your, you
those
know,
the
top
days.
Part
yeah.
for the girls.
Sure.
So I said, you know, you got with the top comes the bottom.
Yeah,
so
you girls got to show the bottom,
mm-hmm,
too.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad.
Monique.
Hi.
Save Ferris broke up, says here, in September. And no big dramatic anything, just people starting families, going their own way, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Pretty much that.
And so...
Just three of the members just, you know, quit.
So
it was 8 years. That was really good 8 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so now you're going to go ahead and do like a solo thing with some of the members?
Yeah, well, right now, actually, I wanted to just do one big last hurrah. And
right.
just two of the other members and I have just decided to tour and play some Save Ferris songs for... You know, for a little while, and make it kind of a thank you to the fans tour before I make the move.
And you have an album coming out?
Hopefully. I mean, well, hopefully soon. It's going to come out. I'm just dealing with a lot of decisions, you know, right now. I mean, I feel more, like, empowered than I have in a really long time.
Uh-oh.
And so I don't know if I'm going to release it myself or
Ooh.
I don't know what I'm going to do. So
Save Ferris, or what's left of Save Ferris.
Mm-hmm.
Is going to be playing on Friday, March 28th. That's this Friday, right?
Yeah, day after tomorrow.
That's at the Anaheim House of Blues. And if you want tickets and you want to see, which may be the last time you can see Save Ferris, right?
Yeah, at least me singing the songs.
You should definitely go and get the tickets. You can call tickets. You can call Ticketmaster and get those tickets, House of Blues, this Friday. All right, you're... Your headphones sound bad, Drew, or is that just me?
No, it's you.
Okay. Hey, good times.
However, Monique is carrying the show. Both you and I seem sort of in a stupor here. What's going on?
Woo!
I'm tired.
So
I
what's up
tell.
With the ring? When
wow.
did you get married, Adam?
I won the Super... Oh, we talked about that. Yeah, I got married a few months back. I waited.
Really?
I waited for you as long as I could.
Good for you. Is she Jewish?
Yeah.
Oh!
No, she's not Jewish.
Oh, she's not?
No.
Never mind.
Why would she be Jewish?
I'm just kidding. I don't know.
I wish she... Well, I'm trying to think why I wish she was Jewish. No, I'm glad she's not. Jewish chicks don't cook too well, do they?
No, I don't.
You're Jewish.
But my mom's Jewish, and she cooks amazingly well.
Oh, really?
Oh, my gosh. She's incredible.
Well...
She cooks that Moroccan food.
Oh, yeah. You got some of that...
Sephardic stuff.
Sephardic blood in you,
got some
huh?
of that. Yeah.
Yeah. You're zesty.
That's I'm African-American.
Zesty.
Yeah. Yeah. Same continent.
Zesty. Zesty. Yeah. I started wearing that natural deodorant. Talk about zesty.
Oh, the Toms of Maine?
Yes.
Yeah, I like that, too.
And you know what? I love their fennel toothpaste.
Oh, yeah.
It's the best. Toms of Maine... Please, I would love a toothpaste endorsement and deodorant because I got to put it on like six times a day.
Ooh,
yeah,
zesty.
She's zesty.
Because I'm zesty.
I don't think they, I don't see them do commercials that much
Not
anymore.
Lately,
no.
They used to for a while.
Yeah.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah. All right, let's roll along here. By the way, and I was watching Monique give you a rub down before the show. And Drew, you know what's interesting about your makeup you take care of people.
Yeah.
You do that in your life. You do it in your work. You do it on your radio show. But yet, you're not shy to ask for a rub down from abroad who rolls into this studio.
No, I'm not. When I can't move my neck.
No.
Listen, Lauren or Ann or anybody.
You have a rich
history. But tell them how good I am.
Yeah, she gets the
I get
spot.
The spot.
I know. Start crying. I was in such pain here.
I know the spot, and I rubbed it out, huh?
Yep.
I'm just saying, Drew, sometimes you're not paralyzed. You know what I'm saying?
That's ridiculous.
Not enough.
You are ridiculous.
It's just interesting.
He's got triplets.
Drew's
I mean,
the last
guy's got to have it going
Drew,
on somewhere.
Drew's the last guy to ask anybody for anything. That's all I'm saying.
Are you not? Yes, I'm really like really uncomfortable.
Well, tonight you are.
Yeah.
But there's been nights when you've just been you got a little kink in there. You get one of the ladies to rub it out.
Ann's been doing that since we were 14.
I'm just saying, it's interesting that's something that you're okay with. That's a good thing. Mm. You know what I mean?
All right.
But different for you. You wouldn't be that guy.
His wife would probably let me give her a rub down too, huh?
Yeah. Right. Carrie.
Yeah.
You're 18?
Yeah.
What's up?
There's this guy that I'm seeing, and he's got his penis pierced.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I'm afraid, like, it's going to tear something up in there, or, like, it's going to rip the condom or something.
Well, you got to get those special reinforced condoms. You can get them at the piercing shops.
You can?
Yeah.
All right. Can you do that, Carrie? Can you get one of those?
I can try, but I don't think they sell them at the one down.
I bet they do.
Have you tried to get them down the street at the piercing shop?
I went there and I've never seen anything like it. I've never even heard of it.
Well, ask them. They can probably get you some, or at least show you where you can't get them. And yeah. In terms of them hurting you, it's not something I've typically seen. People get sort of these things tend not to harm people. Interestingly,
what kind of piercing does he have?
He's got a Prince Albert.
Yeah.
So he's got a ring through it, not a rod.
Hoop. Yeah, the hoops don't hurt anybody.
What's wrong with this guy?
But you know, guys who have their penises pierced have to pee sitting down.
Yeah. That's all right.
Isn't that sexy?
Or in the sink, yeah, like Adam.
That's hot. Well, I don't have to pee in the sink. My ladies demand that I pee in the sink. Carrie?
Yeah.
It's a James Bond type move, Drew. You wouldn't know. Too busy getting worked over by strangers. Carrie?
Yeah.
What's this guy do?
What do you mean, as in a job?
Yeah.
He is a manager at Sonic.
Is that a hamburger place?
Yeah.
Okay. Is he a good guy?
He's a very, very good guy.
Very good guy. Treats you right?
Yeah.
He doesn't have any weird issues?
No.
What are you guys using for birth control?
Yeah.
What?
No.
Nothing?
No.
All right. Well,
you're going to get pregnant. I can hear it. I can hear it in your IQ. You're in trouble. You got to get some birth control, right, Carrie?
But I've always had a problem with taking needles and swallowing things. It just never worked out.
Then get the patches, which you change once a week, birth control patch, or fastidiously use those condoms.
Well, with swallowing things, a birth control pill is like a quarter Pez.
You have to be really consistent with it, though. There's the shots, too, which are good. That's what I get, the shots. Guys, don't get any ideas.
Carrie, you can't swallow a pill the size of a ladybug?
They just make me gag.
What happened to you? Something?
I don't know. Like, ever since I remember, they've been trying to get me to swallow pills, and I just, if I get them down, I throw them right back up.
Ooh.
Okay.
All right, then you know there's a patch, right? Right? You know,
yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
She's calling from Florida. Just promise you'll never leave Florida. That's my new thing. Here's my new thing.
Don't get pregnant. Don't leave Florida.
If you're gonna get pregnant, stay in Florida. I want everyone who gets pregnant to move to Florida. I'm looking at turning Florida into like a penal colony.
Cool.
I'm saying, look, we got 50 states. Let's give up one of them. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Why should every state be a little bit crappy when we can have one just horrible state and the rest be utopia?
I think they're working on it.
Yeah, everyone just. I know they've been doing it.
The irony is they put Disneyland right in the middle of it.
Yeah.
That's the irony.
We're going to have to truck that out of there. Yeah, get a couple of those military helicopters and move that thing.
Yeah, lift it all up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll drop it right on top of the old Disneyland in Anaheim.
Perfect.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. John?
Yep.
You're 15?
Yep.
What's up?
Hey, Adam, Drew, both big fans, listening for a while.
Both big fans. Anyways,
you're big fans of both of ours.
Yep.
All right.
Anyway, my question is for Monique.
Yeah. Hi.
Hi, I'm a big fan of yours. I've been seeing Safe Fair shows for the longest time. I'm so upset that this is going to be, like, the last, like, tour, sort of. And anyway, my question is, you said that a couple of the original band members from Safe Fair are going to be on this tour. Which one of those are going to be performing with you?
Well, I guess technically none of us are original band members. I mean, I don't know. I guess we are original, but then we're not.
What do you mean, none of you are original?
Well, Safe Fair has gone through a lot of different sort of
changes. Oh, when did you get to Safe Fair?
Probably about, you know, a month into the whole fiasco.
Well, so you're... well,
like
you're,
8 years ago.
You're original Safe Fairs, aren't you?
Well, I would consider myself original Safe Fairs because they weren't doing anything before I got into the band, really.
So. Right, okay.
But, yeah, so it's the drummer and the trumpet player. It's Evan.
That's
and
all
Steve
you need.
Baby Bird White.
That's all you need.
Oh, yeah, we're having so much fun. And we got some great guys to play with us, Dylan and Mike and Chris.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, they're really great. But, you know, the thing is that I am, you know, putting out a solo record and I'm going to be touring. And I may just decide to play some of those old songs in the set. So just keep going to MoniquePowell.com and you can find out what's going on. But we're going to try and get to as many of you as possible.
Hey, John.
Yeah.
You can go out to the House of Blues in Anaheim on Friday.
Oh, yeah. I already got my tickets.
All right, buddy boy.
All right, thanks. Also, a real quick question. On the site, it said you're playing sometime in Vegas. It says Ska Summit. What's that?
Saturday.
But whereabouts in Vegas is that?
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't have it on the website.
It's on the web. There's like a website, and I think it's, what is it? SkaSummit.com.
Huh.
SkaSummit.com. You can go there. It's going to be actually really great, and I'm so excited that we're doing it because we get to play with all our old friends, and Neville, the singer from the Specials, is going to sing with me, and Real Big Fish is going to play, and Voodoo Glow Skulls, and...
Oh, Voodoo Glow Skulls.
Wow, I haven't heard from those guys in a long time.
It's great. It's kind of like... it's just happening at the perfect time for me. It's like my whole career has come around full circle. I get to see my old friends again. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if I might be able to sing the song with Real Big Fish that I did on their album. So
oh, I remember that.
If they want me to, I'll do
those
it.
Those guys. And, well, let's see. Yeah, I got up on stage and performed with Safe Fairs, if you recall, Drew, at the Winnie Roast.
Yeah, you took the trumpet or the flugelhorn, as I recall.
That's right.
Yeah. I busted out the flugel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was impressive.
Megan?
Yes.
Band broke up 2 weeks ago.
You're 21?
Yep.
What's up?
About a month ago, I tried codeine recreationally.
Uh-huh.
And found out shortly after that I actually, it's listed on my allergies. And because I had no side effects when I tried it, I kind of want to tell my doctor that I'm not allergic to it, because if I'm in an accident or there's a circumstance where it's necessary, I don't want it to be held back, but I don't know how to say it without sounding like a drug addict.
Well, just tell
me. Would they have to give you codeine in an accident situation?
No, very unlikely. But when people say they're allergic to codeine, 95 times out of 100, what they mean is they vomited when they took codeine.
See, what it was when I was a kid, it was diagnosed for something, and they said, my mom said I got very hyper.
Which is nothing. So it means you're an addict. It means you get really super euphoric from these drugs. And, just tell your doctor you've taken it. It's not a big deal. You just tell him, you've taken it before. That's all. You don't have to say it took it last week.
Because my fear is that my mom had problems with pharmaceutical painkiller addiction.
Well, you've inherited that tendency, it seems like.
I've only used it once. I don't usually.
All right. Listen, is this a problem? You got to run to your doctor and tell them to take codeine off your list in case you get in a moped accident and they're yelling, the only thing that can save this chick's life is codeine?
Well, I have back
Please.
Problems, too. So
oh, boy.
That's another one.
Back problems.
Uh-oh, back problems. 21-year-old woman with back problems?
I have large breasts.
Oh.
Hey, baby, I'm sorry. We got off on the wrong foot.
Oh.
Let's start over
That's
again.
That's when back problems are kind of worth it, though, I think.
Yeah.
Just take some Tylenol. You don't have to take codeine for that stuff.
It's there's back problems, but the front, no problem. That's no problem at all. How big are you up front there, Megan?
A 38D.
38D.
D. That's not so bad.
Bouncy.
You're good size gal, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. That's okay. I can get past that other stuff. How tall are you?
5'6".
5'6". What are you coming in at weight-wise?
165.
165? Let me do the radio math there real quick. Drew, you got a pad there? see what I get. Oh, I got a pen here. 5'6", 165.
Yeah.
You, 38D.
You know, Bill and I had a point last night. You should have a slide rule, Adam. You really should. Right?
Drew, I'm right in the middle of
the
trying to figure out
make
this
that so fast.
Math equation. Carry the four.
You're talking about Bill Nye,
all right,
the science guy?
Yeah.
Last night.
All right. Oh, I have her actual dimensions.
Okay.
She, meaning anytime someone tells you what size they are over the radio, you got to do some math. 5'6", 165, she says, I did my calculations, she's 5'4 and 3/8", 181.
You're fat. I got 5'4 and 13/16.
I got to recheck my math. We'll do it during the break.
Right. Wait, what does that mean, 181?
It's her weight.
That's her weight.
Oh.
Her actual weight.
How much would you... You know, you would deduct 10 pounds if you called up a radio station and someone asked you how much you weighed, wouldn't you?
I even lied on my driver's license.
Everybody lies. Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. Megan.
Yeah.
Okay. So, listen, maybe you're going to have some issues with these drugs at some point. Yeah?
I don't think I will, but...
All right.
All right, well, don't use any as pharmaceuticals. You know you've got at least a risk of inheriting the gene.
Yeah.
Okay. So just be careful.
How's it going? Are you working?
I'm trying to get a job. I've got applications in and have had callbacks on things, so I'm doing good.
All right.
Good times.
All right, good times. I don't think I've ever gotten any job that I went and put an application in on or had a meeting on
Lucky. You've never really... had a job.
No, it's true.
You should have been handed endeavors, you know, tasks.
Really?
Yeah. Clean
never
this,
really had a
dig
job.
Dig that.
Yeah.
Carpet here. Write this.
Well, I got...
Appear on that.
I got out of high school, and I got a job cleaning carpets after high school with some other guys I knew who were cleaning carpets for this a-hole in Van Nuys.
Uh-huh.
And he ripped us off for about a year, and then... A buddy of mine called me. Then I was out of work for like 6 months, and then a buddy called me and asked me if I'd come to whatever job he was working on and tear ivy off the side of a hill house, drag it up the side of the hill, and throw it in the dumpster. So I did that. And,
were you 14?
No, I was 19. And then $7 an hour.
Ooh, big money. Those
taking taxes out.
Wow.
That was big money in those
no
days.
Benefits. $7 an hour? With taxes taken out?
Yeah.
No, not big bucks in 1984. I mean, look, seriously, 1980, we're talking about 84, 85, whatever. What was gas a gallon? You know, $1.15, $1.20.
Already?
What wasn't 65 cents.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, you go...
I remember 74, minimum wage, $1.65.
Yeah, but here's the thing. This is 84, 85.
I think the minimum wage was still like 4 1/4, 5 1/4, something like that then.
I know, I was getting $7 and living on my own. Well, look, here's all I'm going to say.
You're tearing ivy off the side of a building. That's what I'm saying.
Here's what I'm saying, a-hole. What I'm saying is this. Gas was over a dollar a gallon.
No, you couldn't live on this. I get you that.
A box of Lucky Charms was like $4.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't like, well, milk was a nickel and bread was a penny, and you could get a steak, that, you know, for 50 cents.
You'd
go out to Denny's, you'd get a meal, be $5.
You know,
it's kind of what it is. As a matter of fact, stuff isn't... And furthermore, you wanted to buy VCR, it was $400. You wanted to buy color TV, it was $500.
Right. Yep.
Wow, that's true.
Yeah.
Rent in a one-bedroom crappy apartment in North Hollywood was like $450. Now it's $550.
What happened during that 6 months that you were not working? You just sit and cut on yourself, or what'd you do?
I sat in my garage. I was living in my garage at my dad's
house. Air conditioned?
Air? No.
Oh,
no,
wow.
No. Just sat there dying rotting in the garage.
I wonder how you pulled out of that one. 6 months.
Well, I was looking for jobs, you know, trying to do gardening, like odd gardening jobs for people, and raking leaves and helping my grandparents' cheap friends move for a nickel. And wasn't doing anything.
There's a bright future looming ahead.
I should have killed myself.
Amazing you didn't.
I still regret it. And where were we? Listen, I'm telling you.
Yeah, tell me.
If somebody said, you're going to do what you got. When I was in that garage in 1984, and someone says, you're going to have to do what you got to do for another 13 years, and then you'll get to this stuff, and then you'll start to, I still would have killed myself.
Yeah.
I was at 13 years of this? No way. Kill myself. I stand by it.
Yeah, I can see that.
All right. Where the hell are we? Gary.
Hello.
You're 19?
That's right.
What's up?
I cannot pee.
Mm-hmm.
Then you need to go to the hospital.
What happened?
I was playing touch football, right?
Yeah.
And it got a little rough. Mm-hmm. Got a little out of hand.
Yeah, well, you don't sound like a guy who can't
pee.
Pee
in 2 days, yeah.
I don't sound like a what?
You don't sound like a guy who can't pee.
Well, it kind of hurts, but it goes away. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
a damn lie, yeah. and you know it!
So it hurts Garrett? To initiate your urine.
Hold on. You know where else is going away?
What?
You are. Because you got too much crap going on in the background. It's a bogus call. It's full of crap. All right. Monique Palace here from Safe Ferris. We'll take ourselves a little break. Oh, remind me to give a plug to something I'm doing over at the
City of Hope.
Improv City of Hope charity thing.
Thing you were supposed to plug last night? You don't sweat the details.
Yeah. What day is it? Is it Wednesday?
Yeah.
I'll plug it tomorrow. I need to plug it all week.
Couple days.
Why?
Charity.
People will show up.
I know, but you're supposed to encourage people to show up so they make the most
of
the charitable.
Yeah, but it's at the Melrose Improv. Place only holds a couple hundred people.
Yeah, well, you want to show up, let me show up, right?
You know, I don't like people at my stuff.
Oh, I know that.
Right. Are you doing some stand-up or something?
No, I'm not doing
what
anything.
What are you doing?
I'm just bringing stand-ups up there.
Who, like who?
I don't know. I hope they don't expect me to do any jokes.
Are you emceeing it?
I'm emceeing.
Or that means you got to tell jokes.
No.
I hope they don't expect
I'm not
doing,
anything.
They don't expect them doing promotion either.
Well, here's the thing.
That's the greatest promotion I've ever heard.
If something funny comes up,
you'll say it.
I'll say it. But I'm not going to think about anything before I go up there.
Never seen an MC not tell jokes, ever.
Yeah, well, come out Sunday night.
I can't wait. I'll be there.
All right. We'll take a break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Monique Powell is our guest tonight.
Hello.
You know her from Save Ferris. And
where's that going to be?
Be doing her own solo thing soon. I'm going, Drew. Hold on. She's going to be in Anaheim this Friday at the House of Blues. And if you wanted information, you can call Ticketmaster and get yourself some tickets to this on Friday. House of Blues, Anaheim. I'm going to be hosting a night of comedy to benefit the City of Hope. It's a cancer and AIDS research hospital.
How'd you get wrapped into this? I know you have an aversion to a charity.
Well, I don't like charity, Drew, because I don't get paid.
Yes.
But a friend of mine, Lisa Cushell, old friend of mine, did some stuff on Crank Yankers and also now does Dinner in a Movie. I think she's one of the new hosts
of
that
show. Oh, is
she? Yeah, real funny, attractive.
She's from Mad TV.
Nice gal. Oh, yeah, Mad TV? Yeah, she was on Mad TV.
She was on Loveline.
She was on Loveline,
Drew. Is she still on Mad TV?
I don't know.
That's one of my favorite shows.
She's on Dinner and a Movie. So she called me because evidently she's spearheading this thing. And it's Sunday, the 30th, this Sunday at the Improv on Melrose, 8 o'clock. And if you want reservations for that, you can call 888-899-2698. There's going to be a bunch of good comedians there, though I can't remember who
else. Lise Cushell.
Lise Cushell and Patton Oswalt will be there, too, who's a crank yanker, who's a real funny guy. And then a bunch of other ones. I'll get the names and bring them in tomorrow. All right. Let's speak to Jessica, who's 14. Jessica?
Hi.
Hey.
I've been, really turned on for the past, 2 weeks straight mm-hmm. by this one guy, and it's really starting to interfere a lot with my schoolwork, and I'm like, I went from having straight A's to, failing 3 of my classes.
Is he your boyfriend?
No. This guy who's in one of my classes.
How long did it take you to go from straight A's to failing your classes?
Not very long, because we just started the semester, and so I just completely lost it.
You got straight A's, and now you're failing.
Yeah, because...
Drew, I know that's always talked about. Never seen it.
Yeah.
All my failing buddies failed consistently, and all the straight A'ers seem to get straight A's. I never saw anyone do that.
You have one test where you just blew it?
Yeah, we had basically because, the semester just started, and we had all these assignments at the beginning, and I just couldn't do them because I couldn't concentrate on them.
How old is this guy?
He's 17. He's a junior.
He's a junior. And does he, you're in the ninth grade?
Yeah.
And does he know you're around? Does he know you like him?
Well, I don't really like him. It's just more I think he's really hot and stuff like that, and he, really turns me on, but I don't know. It's just, every time I see him and stuff like that.
Well, what doesn't that mean, liking him when you're in the ninth grade and there's a guy you think is really hot?
I don't know. I don't think it's like that, though. It's just, I wouldn't want to date him. I'd rather just make out with him.
Why wouldn't you want to date him?
I don't know. I just don't really, I'm not really interested in a relationship.
Uh-oh. Something's up.
Yeah.
She's pubescent.
Yeah, but more than that.
Pubescent wants to fall in love with the guy.
No, we don't.
You do,
no,
Sue.
We just don't.
Like you love Drew. Your precious Drew and his precious neck.
He's my precious Drew.
But I mean, this worries me a little bit because, okay, hormones are popping and all that kind of stuff. But still, if you're really into this guy, you have a crush on this guy. Okay, you want to have sex with him, fine. But like to
go
to...
Yeah, it's like my obsession with Richard Ashcroft from The Verve.
Oh, yeah?
It's like I would hate dating that guy.
But you like to have sex with
him. I was obsessed with him. I just like... thought he was so beautiful.
Yeah, but you would still want to date him.
Well, when you're all right, but when you're 14,
no,
you just want to give him a quick BJ and send him packing.
Girls are really different now than they used to be. It's not all about like having a family and getting married or even like having long term relationships. I mean, girls are hormonal.
Not even saying that. I'm just saying
it's the same reason why I humped my stuffed animals when I was 9.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Forgot. Hold on, let me talk to Drew. I forgot about her.
We found that out last time. I put it out of my memory.
Okay, I don't know if I should get a boner or not.
Ew.
I'm confused.
It's so gross.
Hold on, I gotta talk.
It's okay. She's grossed out by it. It's good.
I gotta talk to my boss.
Okay, good.
But didn't you? Come on. Every boy I know did something totally weird like that.
Yeah, guys.
Girls do it too. We're just not quite as vocal about it.
No. They don't do the kind of weird stuff that guys do.
Well, wait a minute. Guys do not typically, but
a lot of us do.
Yeah, Monique, do some stuff. You water shower. Guys are taking cantaloupes and putting them in the microwave and putting holes in their beanbag chairs and stuff.
Well,
but it's not like how it used to be. We don't practice on pillows.
You don't have to put a hole in it. Just unzip the side a little bit.
Got it.
But anyway,
I heard a jar of peanut butter was the...
No. But don't go chunky. Don't go super chunky.
Okay.
But I've never done. But do not. Go
Well, it depends
chunky.
On you know what kind of girl you like, whether or not you're going to use chunky
the
or not.
Chunky or the smooth.
Right. Chunky.
And a Peter Pan, not because of consistency, it's just because of that guy in the elf outfit. It's very disconcerting. You seen the guy in the felt hat? It's hard to keep it going. All right, so... I would pretend it was Kathy Rigby, though. So, listen, Monique, when you were 14 and you were in the 9th grade and there was a guy who was in the 11th grade and you wanted to get with him bad physically, don't you also think you would have liked to have had him take you out as well?
It wasn't necessarily a reality because I couldn't really date at 14 anyway. I mean,
I'm not talking about desires. Listen, my desires. Forget about reality. My hypothetical.
I didn't really have desires like that. I mean, when I was 14, I didn't have.
No use to me.
I know because I'm telling you that there are always exceptions to the rule.
Yes, there are always exceptions.
And girls are much more like sexually.
No, Jessica.
Yeah.
Where's your dad?
He's here.
He's there. You love him?
Yeah.
Her parents are still together. She's just independent.
Right. He treats you right?
Yeah.
Okay. No. You never got molested?
Yeah, I did actually.
Okay.
All right.
This makes sense. Now it's coming together.
You guys always got to be right.
What happened?
When I was on a family vacation.
Who did this?
I don't know. Some guy just ran up to me.
What?
Really? Where were you?
In Mexico.
Hell were you?
Drew, did you see what I started writing there?
Pardon?
I got halfway into Mexico. What? I hear run up and rape. I think Mexico.
Wow.
I just don't think Orlando. All right.
Oh God.
But anyway, you were on family vacation in Mexico.
And he ran up and raped
guy
you?
Guy ran up and raped you?
No, he didn't rape me. He just started touching me and stuff like that. And then he ran off.
That's not. How old were you?
How old were you?
I was 13.
Is there alcohol in your family? No, this isn't it. Is there alcohol in your family?
No.
Was he much older? This man?
I don't know. I didn't really see him. He's kind of behind me.
Wait a minute. Didn't we talk to someone who had this happen to them before?
Yeah.
Same Mexico thing? Did we talk to you before?
Yep.
All right.
Oh.
Well, there you go. That's why I was riding Mexico. It sounded
good
familiar.
Memories.
All right. Hey, Jessica?
Yeah?
All right. If you're not planning on having a discussion with this guy you have a crush on, then get back with your schoolwork.
Or what, masturbating or something? Just
yeah, that's what I would say.
Yeah.
But why I'd say spend some time alone with your stuffed animals.
Why don't you go up and talk
to
him?
That's what I say.
I don't know, because we're like kind of good friends, stuff like that, because he's in my math class, and we just like hang out and stuff, but...
You're kind of good friends?
Yeah.
Do you have his phone number?
No. We just, like, talk at school and stuff like that.
Maybe you should go out and hang out outside of school.
Yeah, she's 14. He's 17, though.
I don't know if
I would count, like, kind of good friends someone I've never spoken to on the phone.
Yeah.
Although you see him at school. All right, Jessica, I don't know what the answer to this question is. I would say if you got it bad for this guy, talk to him and see. Yeah. Maybe he likes you. How do you know he doesn't like you?
I don't know. He's a really mysterious kind of guy.
Okay. Mysterious?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, mysterious. That's 14 for stupid.
Yeah.
You know what the thing is, though, is that I know that when I was 14 that I would have romantic feelings about people, but and not want to date them. But then if I ever did date them, it was love, like,
yeah.
You didn't want to let yourself go.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk to Jennifer, who's 19. Jennifer?
Hi.
What's up?
Well, my question is about postpartum.
Mm-hmm.
I just had twins.
Oh, boy, 19.
Oh, my. I know.
Wow.
Can you imagine having twins at 19?
No.
Actually, Monique knows me. Like, well, semi-knows me. I gave her my red belt. I haven't seen her forever.
I love that belt.
Yeah, I haven't seen you forever, girl.
Because
I've been having babies.
Because you had twins. Well, you were not pregnant when I met you.
Uh-uh.
Like, oh, my gosh.
I know. I have to stop going to concerts and everything.
Oh.
I told Eric, but I guess he didn't tell you. Well, anyway, I've been having, like, postpartum depression and everything, and they're 6 months older right already.
Are you on treatment?
No.
Okay.
I had a C-section infection for, like, maybe 2 or 3 months.
Why aren't you on treatment for this depression?
Because, I don't know. I mean, they're just telling me, you're fine, you know, you're going to be fine. I just want to get out of the house, you know? It's like, oh, God, it's so hard.
Yeah, well, you've got
having twins.
You're 19.
Look, you're housebound for a couple of years here. Just expect that's the way it goes.
She's gonna kill
herself,
Drew.
But if the depression is from the profound biological changes your body goes through. My God.
Yeah.
You know that feeling, that letdown after delivering twins. I mean, two circulatory systems have been removed from your body.
Right. And like one day she's going to shows, and the next day she's mommy galore.
But there's that sort of loss, but the biological changes induce these profound depressive chemical changes.
All right, so you got to go in and see your doctor.
You got to insist that they treat it. You do. Listen, you've heard about that woman in Texas that drowned her kids because of a severe postpartum reaction.
No, I love my kids so much.
I understand, but you can get it. You can become non-functional because of it.
Yeah. Where's your husband?
Oh, I told you I'm single.
Husband. Mm-hmm. You are going to tell jokes at Sunday night, aren't you?
I may use that one. Well, Drew, did you hear the way I said it?
I know.
Okay. All right.
You know what? It helps too to get some, to see someone to talk to once a week. You can just vent.
Yeah, but postpartum depression is a biological depression, by definition.
Wow.
And it's profound, and people end up, they can't get out of bed, they kill themselves, they kill their children.
God.
I mean, this has now been widely publicized. Finally.
All right. Yeah. I want to hear Safe Air.
So. Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, we got to cheer up. This is a song I played the flugelhorn on. Stage in front of 17,000 screaming fans.
That's right.
It's oldie but a goodie called Come On Eileen.
Johnny Ray, he said it on the radio. He was
You mean everything.
A little vintage safe fare for you. Monique Powell is in our studio tonight. A breath of fresh air. Always good to see Monique.
Thank you.
Except for when she rams a microphone with her chair.
I'm sorry.
That's all right, baby doll. Someone had to do it. Drew wouldn't make a move. It's been 41 minutes. He's off his game. His neck's hurt. He can't whack.
Oh, we're tired.
Can't whack the mic with the coffee mug. All right, we're going to take a little break. And when we come back, we'll speak to Jackie. Boyfriend hits her. Uh-oh. We'll talk to
Friend
her
killer.
After this.
Oy.
Hey, everybody. Loveline, I'm Adam. That's Drew. Monique Powell, our old friend Monique Powell, is in studio tonight from Save Ferris. And she and some of the Save Ferrisers are going to be at the House of Blues in Anaheim this Friday. All right. When we left off, we were going to speak to Jackie, who's 18. Her boyfriend is hitting her, threatening to kill her.
Hi.
Jackie?
Hello?
How long have you been with this guy?
Since September of last year.
Hmm. All right. So it's been over a year. And are you still with him?
I live with him. My parents kicked me out.
I see. And
I was 16.
Why'd they kick you out?
I was doing a lot of drugs, and they used to hit me, so I would.
So you got to find somebody else to keep that pace up.
Yeah.
On their behalf. What drugs are you doing now?
I have been clean since October.
Clean.
I used to do like a lot of coke and stuff like that.
So you're just smoking pot now?
Every once in a while.
And just drinking?
Yeah, every once in a while.
Okay. Well, that's not clean. That's not clean. When you guys fight, are you usually one or both of you intoxicated?
No.
What's he do? Does he do drugs?
No, he doesn't. He has a really bad temper, and he boxes.
He boxes? Ugh. And he uses his boxing on you?
Yeah.
Ugh. And
3 weeks ago, I had to go to the 3 weeks ago, I had to go to the hospital because we got into a fight upstairs in his room, and he followed me out to the stairs, and he hit me as I was going downstairs, and Right above my eye, where it's really bony, I had to go get stitches right there.
And didn't they report that when you went to the hospital? Didn't they report that?
No, because I told him I fell because he was there, and he told me that if I told anybody, he was going to kill me and kick me out. You know, when he's going to kick me out, then when he finds me.
All right. So bottom line, you need to get out of there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there are usually places where battered women
right.
can go.
There's a lot of organizations that are willing to help you and support you and back you in making the decision to leave.
But see, another thing is that, like, right now, chances are I'm probably pregnant by him.
Smooth.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, it really doesn't matter. Because you know what? If you are, you stay with them, you have the baby, guess who's next?
We're in the baby. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you'll be abusing the baby. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Where in Delaware are you calling from?
Bear.
Is there a big city nearby?
Wilmington.
Hey, Jackie.
Mm-hmm.
You see why you're with this guy? I mean, because your parents abused you, and now you're hooked up with another abuser?
Yeah.
You see how that works?
You get that?
Yeah.
How about giving the kid up for adoption if you're pregnant?
I don't know. I mean, I would...
It'd be a nice way to stop that, to break that cycle of abuse, because you're not ready to be a parent.
Yeah.
You're not. You're 18. You're still trying to get your own life in some kind of order here.
Yeah.
Why don't you, listen, I don't have any referrals in the Delaware, in the Wilmington area, but call the Department of Social Services and see if there's a place you can go, usually called Battered Women.
You can get in your Yellow Pages, too?
Yep.
Hey,
get your phone book.
Does this guy go to work during the day?
Yeah, he works at a car dealership.
Perfect. All right, so when he goes off to work, why don't you get on the phone?
Because he stops in where I work at, and I mean, he's actually come to my job and threatened me, threatened my boss.
Jackie, you're not thinking right.
You can't make a phone call when you're at work because he's going to walk in.
Not even a phone
job?
Call, an information call for a phone number. And then when you get the phone number, you call and you ask where they are and you go there.
Yeah.
That's it. No one will hurt you because they're used to dealing with guys like this. They'll protect you. That's it. Or you can sit there and continue to be beaten and get stuck in this cycle that you'll never get out of and will probably be harmed severely. This doesn't ever end, and it always gets worse.
That's right.
Well, that's nice. Hey, Jackie?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you just do that? Why are you calling us then?
Because of the fact that he's always threatening to kill me and whoever it is that I'm with.
Yeah, we just told you what to do about that. If you're not going to listen to us, why are you calling?
How's she making this call right now without him coming in?
Anderson brings up one of his first valid points in the 4 years I've known him.
You're a dick.
That's a second valid point. You're on a roll, Anderson.
He's sleeping right now.
All right, but wait a minute. He's sleeping. I'm guessing you're not in the northern wing of the mansion making the phone call. You guys are held up in some crappy little apartment, right?
No, actually, we live in a townhouse.
Okay, but how big is the place?
He's a boxing car salesman. I mean,
the point is, okay, but here's the point.
There's some money in that.
The point is you're making a phone call while he's under the same roof that you're in right now. You don't think you can risk making a phone call from work tomorrow?
You didn't mind making it with him lying right beside here.
She can do it.
Yeah.
She can do it.
You're not thinking normally, Jackie. You're not.
All right. True. And please give the kid up for adoption.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
Oh, yes.
I think what happens is when you're in the same cycle for a long time, it's easy to make up excuses because...
There's a couple things. Yeah. One is she's sort of terrorized and can't see beyond that. Secondly, she doesn't want to leave this guy. She doesn't want to... What happens is this kind of abuse increases people's attachment to the people that are abusing them.
Yeah.
She has nowhere else to go, so her attachment needs are enhanced by this guy being abused. She's drawn to him for relief.
Wow.
And there's always some sort of resolution, some sort of resurrection of the relationship in the sort of
reparative
phase.
Her heinous dad beat her.
Yeah,
and now
that's all she knows.
Insanely attracted to the abusive guy.
Yeah.
And it's the bond or the attraction is bigger than the bruises and the stitches.
Yeah.
All right.
Or it's the same as.
Right. She just needs
what
to know.
What she's attracted to with all that.
She's not going to be alone. There's a huge network of people out there who, you know, are willing to help her and support her.
I fear she may be a little ways off.
Yep.
Unfortunately. Cliff?
Yes.
You're 19? Yes. No. Cliff, you got to turn your radio down, retard.
Oh. I'm 29.
Oh, that's good.
Okay.
We should hear a smoke alarm chirp any moment now.
What's up, Cliff?
Well, the problem is, me and my fiance got together, and we're living together now here in Ennis, Texas, and I'm an ex-felon, and we have our past, okay? And the problem is she used to do weed and a lot of these drugs, okay?
Mm-hmm. Them drugs.
Mm-hmm. And I don't drink, smoke, or do drugs, and I'm trying to get my life straight.
Right.
And now we're living together.
What were you in jail for?
I was in jail for a bad check.
Yeah,
that's all you ever did was pass.
I bounced 750 checks in my life. Never did any time.
Altogether, the checks were $2,000.
All right. How much time did you do?
I did 2 years on a 3-year sentence.
No way.
Nah. There's no way.
No. Nah.
What else did you do?
That's it. That was the state of Mississippi.
No.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. We don't believe you, but go ahead there, Cliff.
Anyway, the thing is, we're living together now, and a couple of weeks ago, I told her that, you know, I don't want drugs in the house no more. I don't want, you know, we don't drink or nothing.
That's good.
Right.
She told me that, you know, it's not my right to give her ultimatums like this.
Okay.
And, you know, it's...
Cliff, it is right. That's fine.
Well, hold on a second.
You're trying to help her as much as anything.
Let's just get back to Cliff, because we got to go to break.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's a little more here than meets the ear, but... we'll get back with you. Just hang on a second there, Cliff. You don't talk to guys named Cliff anymore.
No.
I miss that name.
Yeah.
All right, Monique Powell is in studio tonight from Safe Ferris. We'll get back with Cliff and his screwball fiance after this. Hey, Love Line, yeah.
Who is that?
I don't know, but I like
that really
song.
Good. I like
that. Who is that, Anderson?
It's the Transplants, Hasbins.
That's the Transplants.
Right. How come we didn't know that?
That's a good band, the Transplants.
Yeah, we like them.
Yeah.
They're pretty cool.
All right, phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Monique Powell is in here tonight from Safe Ferris. You can find her and a good portion of the Safe Ferris folk over at the House of Blues in Anaheim this Friday, everybody. All right. When we left off, we're speaking of Cliff. Cliff is 29, not 19, as it says on the board. Cliff has himself a Cliff did some time, did 2 years of a three-year sentence for writing a bad check. And, you know, he's in Mississippi. Nice. And now he's out. He's clean. He's on the straight and narrow. And his old lady is still bringing the booze and the drugs into the domicile. Yes, Cliff?
Yes.
And is she out of control with this stuff?
No, it's not that she's out of control no more. I mean, she's...
No more.
All she's doing right now, I mean, she likes to smoke weed once in a while. And
right.
She said it helps her unwind, it helps her relax.
Okay, well, she's a big girl.
You know, and she used to be heavy on pain pills and a lot of other stuff. See, she just got out of a relationship not too long ago.
Well, Cliff, let me cut you off and ask you this question. You have chosen not to do any drugs.
Correct, because I've never done any.
You've never done any?
No, sir.
Okay, and you're not drinking or anything like that?
No, sir.
She's not out of control. She says she likes to smoke a little. Shut up. I'm using Cliff's logic. She likes to smoke a little pot every once in a while to help her unwind. Where's the objection? Why is that a problem?
Why? Because, I mean, I think it's wrong. I mean, I think it's bad for you. I mean, there's too many kids on it. I mean, the outcome, I mean, two people that love each other, I mean, they should be willing to do things for each other. And
Well, wait a minute. How many nights a week does she smoke pot?
Just maybe once a week or twice a week.
All right. And I'm with Drew on the fact that she was an ex-addict or an addict and doesn't need to be doing this. But I don't get the part where you don't understand that she likes to toke out a little bit once a week and mellow out after a long day of doing God knows what. And you're freaked out by that. I mean, it's like somehow she's not in love with you because she smokes a little weed?
Well, see, a couple of weeks ago, I told her she had to make a choice, and she said that it's not my right.
I know,
you're not answering the question.
You're not answering the question. You keep telling us what you're saying to her and what she's doing. You're not describing somebody who's a drug addict. You're saying she likes to unwind with a little pot once or twice a week in the evening.
Why would that be such
a horrible... Why is that such an offense to you?
Because I don't do it, and...
Okay, you don't do it.
Right.
Okay, but I like to have a little booze when I come home at night. It's my thing.
Right.
Would that be okay?
Would that be all right?
Not really.
Why not?
What about a glass of wine?
Are you that closed off, Cliff, that someone is doing something that you're not doing, so therefore it must be wrong?
Did you have a parent die of addiction?
No, it's just that I think people should go straight. I mean, you live a clean life.
Well, you can't make people do that. If you want to do something that might help her, you can get yourself to an Al-Anon meeting, get a sponsor, and start working some steps.
I mean, it's okay.
Turns out that's the only thing that'll influence her behavior. You're pounding on her, trying to control her. That is not a good situation for this relationship at all. I agree with you. Her using drugs will lead her back to opiates. I guarantee it. But it's outside of your control. It's not about you.
But
you can
also
love her and be with her, or you can leave.
But, Cliff, if you were calling the show saying she was an addict, she was an opiate addict, I'm scared that this is going to start her slide back into that kind of addiction.
We'd probably support that.
We'd completely support it, but this is all about you. Why are you so closed off? Why are you so uptight? Well, I understand. You're the guy who just got out of the joint. You're passing judgment on someone who wants to toke a little weed once in a while?
I would think it was okay that he didn't want to have illegal substances in his home.
Well, if this is for legal reasons, I could get behind that.
Because, I mean, if it's caught around here, I get in trouble. I don't want to get in trouble no more.
Okay, but...
That's understandable. Right. If she really loves him, she's not going to bring illegal substances around an ex-felon.
Man, they better leave that.
All right, Cliff, maybe this gal isn't the one for you. Are you that in love with her?
I'm really in love with her.
Well, what? Hold on.
How old is she? How old is she?
She's 28.
You're 19?
No, he's 29.
That's right.
They just don't change
it.
Okay, listen, Cliff.
Yes.
Why so wounded? What's the big deal? Why is it all about you? You're really in love with her. She smokes a little pot to unwind once a week. Why is it all about you?
I don't know if it's all about me. I just think she can do better with her life. I mean,
all right. Well, that's a different thing. But that probably doesn't have anything to do with the weed. She could do a little better. But Cliff, you just got out of the joint. What are you doing? Running a Fortune 500 company?
No.
What are you doing?
I work at a restaurant as a chef. I'm a certified chef, and I can't even find a good job doing what I do.
Okay, so you could be doing a little better, too.
Yeah, no.
Okay, so you work on doing better. She'll work on doing better, and you'll both do better.
Either that, or you could just write her a bad check and send her off.
Yeah. I don't understand. I don't understand. Cliff is, like, wounded. Cliff just got out of the joint, and he's passing judgment because she's smoking a joint. And he's like, but baby, it's me. It's Prince Charming. I got this. I got the anklet on. Yeah, I got to check in with the probation officer in another 10 minutes. And I'm slinging hash down at the Denny's. But baby, it's Cliff. Come on now. Where's the respect? Hey, when I was in the joint, my roommate, he looked up to me.
It's even worse than that. It's hey, you should be doing better. What's up here?
You should be doing better. The guy's slinging hash. He just got out of the joint. He's on parole. She should be doing better. He should be doing better. She should be breaking up with him.
I like him, though. He's trying.
He's wounded, though.
He is wounded. He doesn't. This relationship is part of the problem.
All right, but someone needs to snap Cliff back into reality.
Yes.
Cliff's like, I did 3 years for writing one bad check.
Which is BS.
Yeah.
So he's not dealing with reality there.
No, he was sentenced.
And he wrote two bad checks.
No, I think one.
One bad check.
He was sentenced to 3 years for mysteriously writing one bad check for $2,000, and he's on parole and he's slinging hash. And
maybe that check for $2,000 was for heroin, and maybe he had the heroin on him.
Oh, you know that's a good point. Yeah,
there we go.
Becky?
Hello?
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh. What's up, baby?
My name's not Becky.
What's your name?
Decky. Yes.
Decky?
Excuse us for missing it so horribly. We really missed it completely.
Oh, baby, I am so sorry.
I mean, how could we have confused Becky and Decky? My God.
Oh,
I could not imagine.
And you know, Decky's such a popular name too. Where's Becky?
No, I've never heard of
here.
Becky. Never heard of Becky.
No.
Never heard of him.
No, I mean, there's all those famous Deckys throughout the years. My grandmother's Decky. My mom's
Jackie.
Middle name is Decky.
Oh, it's Jackie?
Yeah.
What'd you do? Bite
Jackie
you,
with
bite
a
your,
J.
J-A-C-K-I-E.
Say it.
Not Decky, like pool Decky.
I know.
Say it again.
Jackie.
Well, that's not the way you said it.
You said Decky.
Is it Decky? No, no,
right.
She said it's Decky. Decky.
You cannot pronounce your name, Decky.
Right.
You can't. Listen, let me just say this, Jackie.
Okay.
You told our phone screener your name was Jackie.
It was Decky. Decky.
Shut up. You told... Drew, will you shut up?
Go ahead, all right.
You told our phone screener your name was Jackie.
Jackie.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. That's what you told our phone screener. On the screen it says Becky. Then you told us your name was Jackie and we said Decky. Now, how do you explain everyone thinking your name is either Becky or Decky when your name is Jackie?
I don't know.
Whose fault you think that is?
Alexander Graham Bell.
Okay.
It's the telephone.
Wait, where are you at?
At home.
What state?
She's at home.
California.
Oh.
She's at home.
So I was going to say maybe she's on the East Coast and it's like, 4 o'clock in the morning? And
no. All right.
I'm tired, though.
All right, Jackie, what's up?
Oh, I just want to tell Mo, man, I think she's awesome.
Right.
And I wanted to ask, like, what kind of new sound will she have on her own?
That's an interesting question. I've been experimenting with a lot of new sounds. I'm working with Greg Kirsten, previously of Gagita, and he plays with Beck.
Well, Deck, according
yeah,
to
Deck.
Jackie, the name of Beck. And, of course, there's a great guitar player, Dave Jack.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, I think it's not going to be very similar to, say, Ferris.
Oh, really? No?
It's still going to have...
Horns? There going to be horns?
No. Well, unless you play.
I may sit in with the flugel.
I'd like to throw in some horns on some songs, but they're not going to be utilized the same way they were.
She's going to mix in Puccini, though. It's coming in.
Yeah.
Finally.
A little Umbeldy.
All right.
A little Madame Butterfly. Jackie, I like
your style, too, baby.
I like your style, Decky.
Hanging up on her.
She was cute.
Anderson, really, play her sing. Play her pronunciation of Jackie.
Believe me, I wanted to, but it's physically impossible.
Okay.
Why?
Because it involves movement.
No, it involves words.
Such an asshole. No, it's in the other room. I can't pipe it in here.
Oh. All right. Well, how do you
Decky.
Do it?
How do you normally do
it?
That's
quite a name.
Let's pretend I mispronounce something. How would you do it?
I'm right on it, and I'm recording.
That's what I'm saying.
Later,
that's what I'm saying. All right,
Decky.
Let's hear something. You can't articulate yourself any better than that.
There you go.
All right, so Money's going to set this next song up.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. This is a song I wrote. Played a couple times with Save Ferris to try it out. This is probably going to go with me. In the future, it's called Rocket. It's kind of just a tribute to fans, to the fans.
All right.
Yeah.
So, here it is. Sounded great.
Thank you.
Forgot.
The applause was not part of the recording.
Forgot,
that was just a sample that you guys...
Forgot about Monique's pipes.
It was a bonus.
I remembered her cans. But I forgot about the pipes underneath the cans.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. You used to sing opera, right?
I did, but, I mean, I was more concerned about my cans than singing opera. So.
Yeah, good girl.
So I went into another form of entertainment, which I could make my cans more of an asset.
Right. Well, you
see
know...
what I mean?
I don't like the, you know, I know all roads lead to me on this show. So I don't like to brag, but Pat Benatar was somebody who used to sing a little opera. And
really?
If you hear me do Hell is for Children on karaoke night. Yeah, not a dry in the house.
Not a dry.
I got to hear that. Will you do that Sunday night?
That's true, everybody.
Is that you?
That's Hell is for Children in Italian.
That is you?
Yeah.
I did something for Ben Stein's show once, and it never let me down.
Yeah. You're kidding? Oh, my God.
Oh, you should have seen him. He was in tights and a chest plate.
Oh, my God.
What?
You guys could probably do a duet.
Yeah, we could do one. We've always talked about working one up.
We have, and it's funny, you know, I've always had this interest in branching out under different aliases, just putting out records on my own, like opera albums and jazz albums.
Let's let you and I do an opera album, intro to opera, and freak people out.
Let's freak them out.
Just buy a piano player and put a microphone down.
Do you, Monique, do you know operas?
Yeah.
You do.
She was trained.
I studied trained. Well, you were from trained. The age of 11.
I'm a dilettante.
Oh, well, you guys probably know some of the same operas.
You're incredible.
You guys know the same operas, right?
Probably.
Duets are hard to come by, but I'm sure we know a bunch of the same ones.
Well, why don't you guys think about a duet? Maybe do a crank a little somehow.
Oh, tonight?
Yeah.
No.
Huh?
Not
I think
tonight.
It's an interesting idea to do a little recording.
That would be fun.
It'd be fun.
That would be fun and funny.
Yes, right.
Dr. Drew and Monique Powell.
I think it'd be funny.
Then we give little puppets act them
puppets,
out.
And we should wear capes. Can we wear capes?
Drew wears the cape. Mm-hmm. It's got the staff with the serpent going up it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
The cape on the back?
Yeah, that's the...
Yeah, but the big high collar with the red silk back on it.
Yeah, what's that? Yeah. That's the doctor insignia, the staff and the serpent.
So you're Caduceus. Considered a tenor?
No, it's baritone style.
Baritone?
All right, you geeks.
So like down. Nessun Dorma...
That's
right.
Tenor.
All right.
The Verdi duets. I can do all those.
Now you guys talk during the break.
Here's what Adam can do.
Yes,
he can sing the porno theme songs.
Yeah, this is taboo, too. He knows how to please in every detail.
You know, it's funny. I rarely ever, talk about that.
Your classical side.
Yeah. It's, it really is in the past for me. I mean, I haven't sung opera in 8 years.
Give us a little shot. Give us a little taste.
Are you
kidding me?
He always
does it to you. Yeah,
come on, do me a little taste of opera. You can do that. Drew, shut up.
Oh, mio babino caro, mi piace bello, bello. I'm a little,
That's Heidi.
Yeah.
Nice.
Heidi?
Yeah. It's Italian.
Gianni Schicchi.
Nice. See? True, you see that?
Andare she can porta sing. Rosa.
Mm. All right, let's talk to Elizabeth here. Elizabeth?
Hello?
You're 20?
Yes.
Your boyfriend pulls out?
Right, he pulls out just
I beg your pardon.
Mm-hmm. And then he pinches himself off?
Yeah, and I just don't know if that's, bad for him or if it's dangerous or anything.
There have been a few cases of spontaneous combustion caused by this.
Is it nothing comes out of him?
No, he'll pinch it off so, nothing will come out, and then he'll go let it go. Just so he doesn't get it all over or, get it in me or anything.
It's not good for him, but it's not... horribly destructive.
Where does he go? No, let it go.
He'll go to the bathroom or something.
Uh-huh.
So he's just sort of keeping it backed up.
Is this
he's very clean.
Doesn't sound really enjoyable for him though, does it?
Well, I've told him not to do it just because I thought it was dangerous and
why is he not why is he not ejaculating inside?
Because he's not wearing a condom.
Well, why don't you go on the pill?
I am on the pill.
So why isn't the ejaculating inside?
Isn't that still, way too risky?
On the pill?
Yeah, even if I'm on the pill?
No,
I just don't want to risk it. Being involved and everything, I just don't want to risk it.
You're not going to get pregnant on the pill if you're taking it properly.
Okay.
Sounds like his OCD is taking precedence over sexual enjoyment.
Yes, he's got to be super clean about it. Super clean and not a millionth and a millionth chance of pregnancy.
Drew, sing that opera about the young villager who couldn't drop his load on the young maiden, so he would scurry in the woods.
Well, that's every opera.
Oh, that's every opera?
I pinch my load, my olive loaf.
Oh, my God.
I must bust a nut in the woods. I will drain myself in the sink. See, I could sing, Jerome.
Oh, yeah. You
could. He's good. Yeah. And he plays the flugel. Yeah. Hey, we'll sing together.
The threesome.
Yeah. When
Adam on flugel.
When we come back.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. Drew, that's my new policy, by the way.
What is?
If you start talking to the guests right when we're coming back, I'll just, okay. That's all we're going to hear when we come back. Yeah. Hey, everybody, Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. It's Dr. Drew. Monique Powell is our guest. Drew, I don't know if you've ever brought this up before, but you shouldn't talk to the guests right as we're coming back.
That was my fault.
Well, it's your fault for answering Drew.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. It was my fault.
I'm bringing it up. It's a first warning. This is to hope it doesn't happen again.
You're just jealous because you can't sing opera.
Oh, no, he did. He did. Don't encourage him.
You didn't hear he has it all?
Sing it again.
Oh, my God.
He has it all. Yes, he does. He knows how to please in every detail. Yes.
So is this a song about
the Opus from Taboo
Jesus
too.
Or your dad?
She wants to know this.
It's about a guy who's effing his mom and his sister. Yeah.
Yes.
But it goes way back to 1978 in a place called the San Fernando Valley. Our main characters, his name is Junior. He's effing his mom and his daughter.
And his sister.
It's his sister.
But they're very,
the story
they like
sung by his lover. Who has to see him F his sister?
Is that
and
true?
His
that's
mother.
So. This is biographical,
goes.
Right?
Yes, okay. This is me.
Autobiographical.
That's right.
Bridget.
Yeah.
You're 18.
Yeah, I am.
What's up?
Well, it's really weird. I lost my virginity to my boyfriend this summer, and I could not get enough of sex at all until about 2 weeks ago. And now it's I'm not in the mood at all. And I used to be I don't know, I used to actually masturbate all the time.
Yeah.
Really? All the time?
All the time. Sometimes 3 or 4 times a day.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And now it's I'm not in the mood at all, and I feel so bad because my boyfriend thinks that I'm not attracted to him anymore, and that's not it at all.
Okay. Okay. Here's the deal. Any medication recently?
No, not at all.
Anything?
Medication.
Nothing. No
I know what it is.
What?
Is it? Well, in the beginning, when you're with somebody new, it's new and exciting, and I don't know. I think that happens to me a lot.
But
in the beginning, you're yes, fresh meat.
You think so?
Yeah.
And then after a while, you get very comfortable with that person, and it's not just about sex anymore. It's about so much more.
Well, if your dad brought home a new stuffed animal from the carnival, for instance, and
I had this huge white dog.
Used to be white.
Yeah, now it's got a stripe on it.
I don't know what happened to it.
It's got a coos stripe right on the back. I'm going to tell you what happened.
I'm just kidding.
It died
of
a heart attack.
I'm making it up. That story is actually I'm totally lying to you guys.
That you had sex with stuffed animals?
That story is actually based on other stories I've heard from other people.
Oh, okay.
And I just wish that I had been smart enough to do it instead of using whatever, bed knobs, broomsticks.
Bridget, you know birth control pills?
No, I haven't taken birth control.
Okay, no, nothing. Nothing. No over-the-counter medicine. No, nothing.
No, nothing.
And you've been with this guy for how long?
Since
8 months? 9 months?
Now, Monique, the reason I'm exploring this a little bit is usually what you're describing is kind of a slow taper. It's not a fall off a cliff within a 2-week period.
Interesting.
You know?
Right.
This kind of sudden pow makes me think of something biological going on. And so I just want to explore that a little bit.
She's 19?
Yeah.
18.
18. 18.
Been depressed?
No, never.
You drinking or doing drugs?
No.
And she sounds, I'd go down the old molestation trail, but she doesn't sound like it.
No, I don't know. When I was a little girl, this creepy guy approached me in a park when I was by myself and exposed himself, but he didn't touch me.
No.
Nothing there.
Did he touch you and run away?
What?
Nothing. Did he touch you and run away?
No. He didn't touch me at all. No, not like the girl from Mexico.
That. Well, the other thing that happens sometimes in relationships for newcomers, when you've not had a lot of romantic relationship, a lot of experience.
Yeah.
you can really have a change in your feeling about the relationship, and even more than what Monique is talking about, not just the getting used to it part, but maybe it's not doing the same thing for you emotionally, and you're not really tuned into what that is.
Could you
but
be,
your body tells you what it is.
Could you be not so into him anymore?
No, I'm definitely, like, I don't know. It's hard to explain. Like, I've never really been in, like, a serious relationship before.
Yeah, so how do you know?
I don't know. I really care about him a lot.
Well, why don't you hold still and let him give it to you then?
Maybe
it's hurt.
Maybe you're just sort of worn out. Maybe it's just a waxing and waning. It'll kind of come
well,
back.
Well, how often will you have sex now?
I don't know. I have this thing with, like, the only time that I really like to do it now is when there's, like, a possibility of getting caught. Like, I love getting roadhead.
Giving what?
Roadhead.
Roadhead.
Yes.
Yeah.
I just said Rodan.
It's really scary. Like, I always want to do it to him, you know, and he's like, he tells me not to. He doesn't want me to because he gets embarrassed.
Really?
Yeah. But,
I could slide in there. I like Roadhead. Yeah.
You are such a sicko.
What kind of, like, give me some examples of Roadhead.
Some examples of Roadhead?
Yeah.
Examples?
Well, I mean, you do it in the car, right?
Yeah.
He's driving, and she's giving him head.
I know, but why is there such a great chance of being caught if you're just driving down the highway?
Truck drivers.
It's like in the city.
Uh-huh.
It's in the city, like, you know, stoplights and stuff like that, you know, and he's like, oh, my gosh, get up. Somebody's next to us, you know, or something like that. Or he'll be like, stay down there. Don't move, you know, and so.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I bet the latter more than the former.
Right.
Yeah. Well, no. Actually, he's really. It's so funny because he's more like the woman in the relationship. He's
uh-oh,
so,
see that?
He always wants to talk about his feelings, and I'm like, shut up. I just want to have sex.
But, something's not going right here.
Bridget, maybe he's a little too sensitive for you.
You think so?
Maybe you need a bad boy.
Sometimes, like, I don't know. I love him so much, and he's such a good guy. I mean, sometimes he surprises me, and he's just kind of dirty, and I like it better when it's, like, kind of dirty, not all sweet.
Oh, boy. This is the guy you're going to need to date when you're 28.
I'd let you give me a BJ on a moped. What do you think of that?
Thank you.
Yeah, on parade route.
This is where we never have this caller rarely on Loveline, and so we rarely have the chance to give this advice, but it is, she needs to get some stuff out of her system.
Yeah.
You know, she needs
or indoor system.
Whatever.
Where?
Needs to be worked out.
Yeah, and how old is this boyfriend of yours?
He's 18.
Oh, he's 18, too. So he was inexperienced as well?
Well, no, he lost his virginity when he was, like, 12. He's been having sex since 7th grade.
We believe you love him, believe you're in this relationship, but you're just not done with the sex part, and it's not happening with this guy.
She wants a bad boy.
She needs to get that out of her system.
Yeah, she wants a little spanking.
Oh, Adam, Rose, relax. Spanking.
Road spanking. How would that happen?
That's what Adam does to himself.
Give me an example of road spanking.
Well, I'm getting the road head, and I got the one hand on the wheel, and I take the other hand. I give the spank.
Sounds slightly complicated.
No, I can drive. I can drive with my knee for up to 8 miles.
I can too. I can drive with my knees, but I
can drive with an erect penis. I mean, actually making contact with the wheel. Oh, yes. Yes. Now, it's
That's
difficult.
What that little knob is in your steering wheel. It's for your penis to attach. And
you got
drive.
A tilt on there?
Yeah, it works better with the leather-bound ones, like the old, the old muscle cars that have the fake wood grain ones. It's a little tough on the dork,
That's
but I can
incredible.
Still pull it off. Mm-hmm. Shift with my balls.
Shift with your balls?
Break with my anus.
Break with your anus.
Oh, yes.
There's the drop for the end of the show. Right there.
And to believe
right
they want to outlaw simply talking on the phone when you drive.
I use my nipple to talk on the cell phone.
The dial. Let's just dial.
I dial with my nipple. Right down the center.
That is hot.
Oh, my God.
It's hot, huh, baby? Yeah, I know.
Let's think of the songs we're going to sing. It'll be much more.
Right, I can't get the idea of him breaking with his anus out of my head. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's easy. Justin.
Yeah?
What's up there, buddy?
Not much. First off, I would just like to say you're all great. Hilarious.
Thank you, Justin. Justin, 14 years old.
Appreciating the genius of Mr. Carolla.
And his anus.
Yeah. I think my kid's a 10.
I can't get enough of that word, anus.
It is a strong
word.
Let's
just say it all together. 1, 2, 3.
Anus.
Anus. Anus. You have to say it with gusto. Anus.
No.
It's starting to sound like somebody's name then.
Yeah.
Hey, anus. Yeah, it's just like you're going to name your first kid anus, I bet you.
Justin?
Name your kid anus.
No.
Justin, okay,
asshole.
I have a very simple question.
Yeah.
I'm just
curious if it's at all possible to get HIV or AIDS from oral sex.
Yes.
Like, how...
For you to get it from a woman?
Either way.
Or a man.
For you to get it from a man is possible and well-documented. For a woman to get it from you is difficult if you're just giving her oral sex.
And no. Yeah, and it's for not, you to get it from
for you
a
to
woman.
Get it from a woman also is very difficult. It's not clear that can happen, but it could.
All right, so it's not a high percentage chance.
Not a high percentage, no. It's not a high-risk behavior. It's not like being a receptive partner in anal intercourse when you're going to get it, for sure, that way.
Right. Like if I take one in the break, that's tough. That's really tough.
During the break?
No, in the break.
No, while he's breaking with his anus.
Yeah.
Oh, in the breaking process.
Yeah. Hey, Justin?
Yes.
I can tell by your voice you're not going to have to worry about this for some time.
Huh. How dare you?
Yeah, am I right, buddy? Yeah.
Justin, if it's any consolation, you're my kind of guy.
All right, buddy boy.
Just relax. It's going to be fine.
All right?
Take a condom. Cut, if you're worried about it, use a latex barrier. Take a condom. Cut the tip off. Cut along the long axis, and then you have a little sheet you can fold out.
Oh, a sheath.
Yeah.
Justin calling this show at 14 and asking about contracting AIDS would have been like me walking into a Porsche dealership when I was living in the garage at 19 and going, I'm thinking about the convertible, but now does this have a detachable hard top, or is it a defrost? Is it real glass in the rear, or is that plastic? About the same chances.
I think he's
cute. He's many years away from contracting AIDS. God willing. Mike?
Yes.
You're 24?
I'm 26.
All right. Hold on a second. Let me yell at our screeners. Every other person on this board has been off by as much as 10 years with the age.
Unacceptable.
Yes. Okay. And the names, I don't blame you for the names because people are having difficulty pronouncing their own names, but let's get the numbers right just a little bit. Maybe Decky. People panic and give you the wrong number. I don't know what it is.
I still like Decky, though.
Yeah. Mike?
Yeah, that was my fault. There.
All right. I blame you then. So what's up?
I'm in the Air Force, and right now I'm kind of trying to talk my sister into joining.
Why?
It's no better time than now to join up.
No, not all right.
Why?
I guess she just really doesn't have much else going on right now.
Mm-hmm. Is this kind of a difficult time to be in the armed services?
It's actually a great time to do it because your sister could say, I'm going to join up. Everyone's going to think that's very bold and patriotic. By the time she gets done with the basic and whatever training she's got to do, the war will have been over, but she can always say, I joined up during this period in history.
Huh. Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking. Everything would be wrapped up by the time.
What do you do in the Air Force?
I'm a mechanic.
I see. What do you work on?
Aviation ground equipment.
Uh-huh. So is that the... What does that do?
It's generators, air conditioners, hydraulics, pretty much a little of everything.
Is it like stuff they plug into the plane when they're down?
Exactly.
Interesting.
Yep.
And where are you stationed now?
Mountain Home, Idaho.
And any chance you're going to be heading over to the Gulf?
Even if there was, I really couldn't talk about it.
That's yes.
Really?
Kind of like your stepdad. All the stuff you want to ask, you can't talk about.
Well, the beauty of my stepdad is he doesn't talk about anything. So this is just one more. He evidently has some sort of high security clearance in life. You can't talk about food. You can't talk about work. You can't talk about TV. You can't talk about anything. No. God bless him.
So what's the problem?
The problem is she has a 4-year-old son.
Mm-hmm.
And
where's the dad?
Not really an active part of his life.
All right, so this could be very traumatizing and very destructive to this kid.
She's got enough going on. She's got a 4-year-old kid.
But how is she supporting her child?
Through various government programs, I'd say.
Okay. Well, here's the thing I would say. We don't want her pulled away from her 4-year-old.
Mistake.
No.
On the other hand, there may be things in place for this sort of person in this situation. You should find out if you really wanted to join. You should say to somebody you're in with, hey, what would you do? I mean, does a kid get to come with her, and how does it work, and what about daycare, and all that
stuff? Your impulse to put her in a highly structured life, though, is a good one.
Yes.
Well, the thing is, she would actually have to sign over custody while she's in the basic and the tech school. And
to whom?
We discussed it, and that would probably be best. The most stable environment would probably be here with myself and my wife.
All right. Well, but then you may be going somewhere, too. I mean, think
about it. Well, I can't talk about
it. I know, but, you know, that could be, if a child is bounced around like that, that can be really traumatic.
All right, but, you know.
But it's already traumatic, the life
he's
living.
But just having mom sit around, yeah, smoke weed and live off the dole is not a great thing either.
You're right.
Mike, God bless you.
Yeah, you're going on a decent path, but be careful, and you're thinking about it properly, so just be careful.
Yeah, keep in mind she'll resent you no matter what.
That's not the point, though.
Yeah, no, that's not the point. You look out for the kid.
Yeah.
And listen, everybody, you know, I make fun of the military on occasion, but if you're not doing anything, there's a place to go.
The military, yeah.
Yeah, don't kick around junior college wasting everyone's time or just get unemployment or sit at your folks' house. Just go out of high school, get in the military, and learn something.
Get on your knees, scumbag!
You ain't doing nothing from 18 to 22 if you're not going to college. Mm-hmm. All you're doing those years is crappy jobs if you're lucky enough to have a job, smoking weed and trying to get someone pregnant and getting into fights when you're drunk. Yeah. That's
all
you do.
My dad says the same thing. He was in the Air Force.
Our Marine buddies we had here the other day, the guys from the TV show.
Oh, the quiet guys?
Yeah.
You got another question, Widow?
Bring it up.
Hurry up. Hurry up. Get out of my face right now. Push, you nasty dang. Yeah, couldn't get those guys out of the show.
Yeah, they were really demure. But I wonder if they're doing it. You know, what happened to them? Where they're...
They're both dead.
Okay.
We'll be right back. Hey, it's our love line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Monique Powell is in from Safe Ferris. Always good to see Monique. And going to be down at the House of Blues in Anaheim this Friday. Doing Safe Ferris songs, right?
Yeah, it's kind of the last tour. A big thank you to the fans who've stuck around for 8 years.
So if you want to be thanked,
the big last hurrah.
Go out there and give your website out.
For more information, go to MoniquePowell.com. It changes every day, and it's going to be fun. And I have a little clothing line, msquaredclothing.com.
Oh, yeah, it's another website.
Mm-hmm.
But you could find that one off the Monique Powell one, right?
You M written out the word squared?
Yeah, msquaredclothing.com. And actually, that site's just more of a... It's like we have...
It's a porn site.
It's really fun. There's like the $50 makeover where we take people and we make them over at Kmart.
I got to get into that web, Drew.
It's fun. Wait, can we dress you up?
No. Ken.
Take you to Big Lots.
Oh, yeah. You're 19?
Yeah, I had a question for Dr. Drew.
Yeah?
It's a psychology question. I was just wondering, like, I don't think I wasn't held quite enough, like, between 0 and 2.
Yeah.
So I had some issues coming out of the oral stage. I was just wondering, how can I fix that?
What's happening to you?
Well, I mean, like, I'm totally unmotivated. I'm an underachiever, control freak, all that good stuff.
Oh, good times.
People don't think about things that way. You shouldn't be trying to diagnose yourself, first of all.
Well, I mean, the only reason why I came up with that is because I was sitting in psychology class. And
yeah, I know.
Talking about it.
I understand.
All right,
but you're not used to sort of making diagnostic impressions. So you need to see someone, let them take a look at this.
Well, maybe it's just a basic 19-year-old slacker.
Well, you smoke a lot of pot?
No.
Do any drugs or alcohol?
A little bit every once in a while, but then.
Are you depressed?
No.
No.
I mean, you could be...
I mean, I am going to a JC, so that's kind of depressing. But, yeah.
That's smart. I mean, you could be this kind of amotivational stuff. You could be dysthymic.
What does that mean?
Just chronically sort of low energy, low mood. It's sort of a chronic depressive.
Well, I have ADHD, so...
And you have ADD and ADHD, and that's another diagnosis that has a whole set of symptoms attached to it.
But, Ken, instead of going through life trying to fix something that's unfixable because it happened 18 years ago, why don't you just see if you can motivate a little bit?
Well, then the other thing is, if you really did not have adequate nurturance in 0 to 2, it's really thought of these days in terms of trauma and abandonment and lack of attachment. And that's where therapy has a role, is forming new kinds of attachment relationships and not relying on what they consider primitive autoregulatory mechanisms that you remain stuck in because of the inadequate nurturance in early childhood.
You know, it's funny, as I listen to Drew amble on, I just listen. It just sounds like one big sort of hum, and then I hear the word auto, and then I think, ooh, auto. Maybe he's saying something about cars. And then I listen, and I go, no, he's not talking about cars. And then I fade out again.
It's like Homer.
Donuts.
Donuts.
Mike?
Yeah.
You're 14?
Yes.
What's up?
Hey, my little brother, he's six. Mm-hmm. His friend, he's the same age. He's like tried to like have sex with him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did you tell your parents?
No.
You should do that.
I should. Yeah. Because yeah. They're like really good friends, but I mean, he hasn't really tried, but.
You tell your parents.
Well, how do you know? How do you know?
Because he told me that his friend has done weird things to him.
All right. He shouldn't be alone with his friend, and you should tell your parents, okay?
Yeah, and also, I just want to say the man show is hilarious. And,
thanks,
Monique, buddy. I like your new style.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, Mike has priorities lined up here.
All right.
His little brother's being sexually abused, and he wants to shout out to the man show.
Catch the man show, then you tell your folks. Yeah.
That's right.
Exactly.
All right there, buddy.
And well, also...
Talk to your folks.
Do you think his...
No.
No.
Just talk to your... Look, if anything goofy's going on with your kid brother, go to your parents.
There we go.
How do you start a conversation like that? I mean, for us being a little bit
older... Mike was bogus
older,
all the way.
You think?
Oh, yeah. The
probably.
Next thing in his mouth was mason jar.
Yeah. Monique?
Yes.
Oh, not that Monique, but this Monique.
Hello.
Hey, you're 19. What's up?
Real quick, I just want to say, Monique Powell.
Hi.
Hi, I'm a great fan of Safe Ferris, and I'm a great fan of yours, and I'm really looking forward to your work. I love it.
Thank you very much. That is very encouraging.
Yeah,
thank
definitely.
You.
Whatever you come out with, you be sure that I'll be one buying it.
Thank you so much.
The opera album?
Yeah. With Drew and I wearing capes.
Definitely.
We're going to wear capes.
Oh, yes. Definitely.
And, single Il Trovatore.
Hey, Monique the caller?
Yes.
What's your question?
Well, just this past week, I started masturbating.
Yeah.
And I went out and like got like these little tools and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like masturbation tools or like vegetables?
Like masturbation tools.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Good.
Right.
I'm thinking like screwdrivers. I'm thinking like Adam here. You're saying
no.
Tools. I'm thinking tools.
No, I wasn't thinking those guys.
Oh, okay.
No, just Paul and Phil. And
that's great. Have to name them.
Yeah.
That's a rule.
Tell the difference between the two.
Why?
All right.
We have to name our vibrators.
Okay, listen. You guys can make small talk for another 45 seconds, and then we're going to hang up. What's
okay,
your
I'm
question?
I think I gave myself a bladder infection.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering how to prevent that in the future.
Monique, want to tell her?
You have to keep them very clean.
Well,
use antibacterial
soap. Not too much pressure around the urethra. That pushes bacteria back up into the bladder.
And urinate before and after.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
There you go.
All right.
Thanks.
And who do you think did it, Paul or Phil?
Oh, it was Phil.
Kick him out. He's out
of a bitch.
He's done.
He's out. He doesn't call anymore. All he wants to do is jump in your vagina when you see him.
He's the what one?
He's the twangy one.
Tongy?
Oh, the tongy one.
He's the twangy one. So that's the dildo?
Yeah.
Am I allowed to say that on radio?
Yeah.
Okay.
It goes thwong.
Yeah.
What?
He talks to you?
So one's the dildo and one's the vibrator.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
He's the dildo did it to you?
Yeah.
The thwongy one.
Yeah.
All right.
So should I just not use that anymore?
No, she can. It's just keep them very clean not too much pressure and urinate before and after.
Right.
Most importantly, after.
All right.
Okay, thank you.
All right, good times. And
we
got to take a break.
Done, yeah.
All right, we'll be right back. Our favorite song. Well, that's it. Time flies when Monique Powell is here. I want to tell everyone to go out and check her out in Anaheim at the House of Blues with what could be the last Save Ferris appearance.
What's the date on that?
This Friday.
Downtown Disney?
This Friday. All right. So, until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying... Mahalo. Mm-hmm. Shift with my balls.
Shift with your balls.
Break with my anus.
Break with your anus.
Oh, yes.
There's the drop for the end of the show.
This has been Loveline. Yep.
opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.